Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good people they are. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the host of Jill on Money. Also, of course, the founder of this website, Jill on Money. Did you drop the phone?
No.
Oh, okay. I was hearing noise in the back. I thought, ooh.
Oh, that was, I had my headset on. I was just
making
sure I was
gearing up.
I was getting ready for you guys since, I don't get to do the fancy connection. My fancy connection with you guys.
Are you locked at home?
Yeah, of course. But I got that Comrex access unit. I've got this special unit. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special unit that allows me to sound like I'm radio quality in other markets. Not here.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay.
I don't know why, because you guys have some, because I think everyone's remote. I think that's the problem. We don't have enough lines coming in.
That would probably be it. Well, Brian, you want to start this off with Jill here? Just what's grabbing you here?
Even the cynics are optimistic, Jill. Is that the Roaring Twenties are a reality for everybody? Is that it?
I don't know if it's for everybody, but I think that if you really consider what the economy is going to look like at the end of this year, let's not look at it right now.
Okay.
Right? That's
put
what
it away.
The economists try to look ahead. And also, by the way, so do investors. But let's just talk about the economy right now. Last year, horrible year, right? Everything stops dead.
Thank you.
And we started to slowly come back. Then we had this terrible, terrible resurgence, one round, another round. And it's been bad, right? And now we look at this and we say, okay, what are the conditions for the rest of 2021? And the conditions are kind of interesting because we're going to get more emergency federal spending, right? That bill that went through the House, it's not going to live in the Senate the exact same way, but there's going to be $1.5 trillion probably of additional spending. Then we are in the, despite your horrible weather report that I just listened to, you're going to get some warmer weather in the rest of the country and frankly in the Northeast finally. There's going to be a lot of pent-up demand, meaning that there's a lot of people who are out of work, but there's a lot of people who are working from home, not spending money, saving money. They're going to unleash some of that spending. And interest rates, although they've ticked up recently, they're going to stay low for a while.
Okay.
And that is a nice formula for a solid, if not superlative, amount of growth. When I talk to economists now, they thought, maybe just a couple months ago, they thought we'd grow by, let's say, 4% annualized.
Yeah.
They're bumping it up to 6 or 7%.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, unbelievable. We haven't seen that kind of growth rate since the 1980s.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good. It doesn't mean that everything's fantastic on the ground. There are 10 million people who are still out of work. But I think those people are going to feel a lot better when they get those stimulus checks and the unemployment benefit. And, having some security about what the future is going to bring.
Jill, what will this do? Peter Greenberg is coming on later this morning. And we're going to talk about travel and so on and so forth. That industry has been hit very hard. I don't know. Is that going to help? People can say, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to fly to Colorado, something like that.
That's a great question. I happen to speak to one of my favorite travel people besides Peter.
Yes,
because I do love Peter, my high school boyfriend, who runs a travel agency out of Florida. And interestingly, what he does is he does a lot of cruise travel.
Yeah, how's that going?
And terrible right now.
That's
but
what I thought.
He said his bookings have gone nuts. And he said that, he said to me early in the pandemic, all I have to do is survive this, and I know I'll be okay on the other side.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm now on the other side. My bookings are jam-packed. He books a lot of these bridge cruises, people who go on cruises and then play bridge the whole time.
Yeah.
He said that 2022 is booked. His entire year
is
booked. Booked. Done. So that's anecdotal, but it does tell me that there, he said to me, it's like as soon as people started getting inoculated and feeling like, okay, I feel better about this, I may not want to go away this year, but he said the amount of inquiries has been phenomenal, and it's probably been really tracking the vaccination. He said as people were getting vaccinated, they just got on the phone and said, I want to make a reservation.
Are you worried about any bubbly? I mean, we're getting a lot of bubble talk when it comes to whether markets or certain a bunch of different stuff. And maybe the money's just so the people who have it are so flush it won't matter. But as you know, Jill, bubbles so almost always burst.
Yeah, I mean, there's two kinds of bubbles that are being created right now. One is a plain old asset bubble, meaning that there's so much money sloshing around and interest rates are so low, people are just buying anything. And that could be a stock, that could be Bitcoin, that could be GameStop. And I think that that's dangerous, right? It's dangerous to see assets rise very dramatically, and those don't usually end well. The other bubble that people are worried about is inflation. Are we about to see the first real period of inflation that we've seen probably in, I don't know, a decade and a half?
Oh, God.
I think that one economist that I really like, a guy named Joel Naroff, said to me, he goes, look, there are two mistakes that we can make. Either we're going to spend too little and have a really bad economy like we did after 2009, or we can spend too much money and potentially create higher prices, but at least we have the Federal Reserve that can raise interest rates into that. And so I think most economists are really whispering into lawmakers' ears, okay, you may be worried about inflation. You should be more worried about all these people out of work and just not spending. So those are our two choices. It's a bit of a Faustian bargain. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to waste, because if you're really worried about 10 million people out of work, you cannot delay. You just can't. Right. Pretend it's more like, would we be worried about spending if we had wildfires, earthquakes, avalanches, and floods all over the country, and 10 million people were out of work? Would we be worried about creating inflation in that moment? No. What we would be doing is saying, hey, you know what we got to do? We have got to get the money into the hands of people who are suffering. And that's probably the economist view, the most prevalent economist view that I
just don't understand, though, because I see prices everywhere already up, whether it's food gas or materials.
Shopping,
and then I know the Federal Reserve keeps them artificially low, but to me, like,
Whoa, hold on. The Federal Reserve does not control inflation. Okay, so hold on.
Well, interest rates have a direct impact on it, correct?
They can, but we had low interest rates for a decade, and there was no inflation. So let's be clear about, like, cause and effect. The prices are drifting up in certain categories, but relatively speaking, to like long term inflation, we have very little inflation, and it's hard to have inflation with the savings rate is 20% and 10 million people are out of work. So things are ticking up, but overall inflation is pretty low.
I just remember at a time we were talking about deflation. So let's
and that's not good.
Kind of nice. Hey, Jill, thanks for being on. It's always great.
Take care.
You can listen to Jill on Saturdays from 4 until 6 or go to jillandmoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.